T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Luck out of the gun, drops back to throw, has time, lofts into the back of the end zone. It's Dontrell Inman! Touchdown! Touchdown for the Colts! 18 yards away, Dontrell Inman finds the end zone for the third consecutive week, and the Colts opening up a can right now on the Texans. It's 20-0.
First and goal at the one. Prescott keeps it. Burrows at right guard.
Boy, they have not signaled touchdown.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Prescott!
Shotgun snap, looking middle of the field, under pressure, ball is stripped! Chinonwosu diving for it! There is a scrum, it looks like the Chargers may have it, we'll see. Charger ball! Charger ball! The Bolts are gonna win in Baltimore!
Placement made, kicked by Parkey from 43, and it hit the upright, it is no good on the crossbar! And the Eagles are celebrating here at Soldier Field.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Painful.
You see the flight of the ball. It's a little bit crooked, but you never imagine it could hit the upright again. And it hits the upright squarely, hits the crossbar, and bounces back into the end zone.
Inches away from a trip to the NFC Divisional Playoff. Tough one to swallow.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's NFL Playoff Picks.
And the Division Round Picks are brought to you by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ICF, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. To book at Harrah's Resort and Bally's Wild, Wild West Atlantic City, wager now by Wall Hour Paint and Design, Benjamin Moore's largest paint dealer in Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland Counties. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. I think the best weekend of the NFL year, the divisional round, the final really big weekend with two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday. I believe both of us went 2-2 last week, bro.
Yep,
so
yep.
We'll see if we can do a little better than that this week. So take it away.
Yeah, and we went head-to-head on every one of these games. On Saturday, I had a great day. I won with Indianapolis, getting a point fairly easily. Got the backdoor cover out of Seattle. And then on Sunday, it was a bloodbath. Not only did I lose the two picks, but the two teams I had money on to go all the way or at least get to the Super Bowl lost. Baltimore -3 loss. Chicago -6.5 loss. So 2-2 for wild card weekend. Let's start off. We'll go in order. We'll start off with the Chief Colt game. It is tough to not be incredibly impressed by how complete Indianapolis is. Look at last week. Third down, they were automatic. They ran the football. They didn't commit penalties. And I mentioned this all week. The fact that they shut down DeAndre Hopkins the way they did was a testament to that defense. They won the turnover battle. The quarterback, we forget this about Andrew Luck because of the injury, because of, you know, the Colts were down even before the injury. Guy has started 7 playoff games in his career. Guy has been the quarterback of a team that got to the AFC Championship game. So the quarterback experience in this game, and you touched on this earlier with Mahomes, it's night and day between Andrew Luck and Patrick Mahomes. And here are my concerns about Kansas City. It's not the quarterback. The quarterback's been great. They've obviously taken a hit with the run game. Damian Williams has stepped in. The defense stinks. This is not a good defense. They won a lot of games this year because they bludgeoned you and got off to a huge lead and held on. I don't think they're going to be able to do that against Indianapolis this weekend. And I have said for a month now, the Patriots will host the AFC Championship game. This is a part of why. The Chiefs have struggled at home in the postseason. They've lost 6 straight games at Arrowhead in the postseason. They have not won at home since 1993. And you've got a head coach that finds a way to lose big games. The formula is there. Give me the Colts to win outright. And I'm getting 5.5 to kick it off against the Chiefs. Game number 2. I hate to say this. I really don't have anything against the LA Rams. I have nothing against Sean McVay. I think he's a ginger, so I should root for him. But I am so sick of the love affair with Sean McVay. Would I take him to coach the Jets? Of course I would. That was not our point. To Manish Schmidt, of course I would. Guy's been great. Guy's been in the playoffs 2-for-2, just like Rex Ryan, except he hasn't been to a title game.
He hasn't won a game yet.
Has not, yes. And he hasn't been to a title game, unlike
right,
Rex.
Right, right.
The Rams have looked beatable for a while. Todd Gurley's off the injury report. Todd Gurley has not been healthy. That's number one. Number two, this Cowboy defense has proven, especially what they did to the Saints over a month ago, how capable they are of slowing down a high-octane offense. If Zeke can run the football effectively, and he has, and Dak could avoid the big mistake and make a play or two with his legs just like he did last week, I think the Cowboys that can not only cover, I think they're going to win this game. That's the other prediction I've had for a month. The Rams are not getting to the title game. The Cowboys are. Give me Dallas plus 7 in L.A. And, oh, by the way, sort of a home game in Los Angeles with all those Cowboy fans that are going to be in the building. Game number 3. I want to be wrong about this. I don't want the Patriots hosting the AFC Championship game. I don't. I'm happy for the Chargers. I reached out to a buddy of mine who I was a roommate with. He lives in San Diego. They're still pumped up about them. They hate the fact they moved to L.A. Phillip Rivers is their guy. They're enthused about Phillip Rivers.
They should be.
Great. I hope they win. They're the freaking Patriots. And until the sword is in them, in their own building, I don't believe it. They have not lost at Gillette, so as beatable as they've looked all year long, they haven't lost in their own building. Rivers is 0-7 against the Patriots, 0-5, I think, in the regular season or whatever it is. It's 0-4 at Gillette. As great as their game plan was last week, they faced a 21-year-old quarterback. They're basically doubling the age and the experience. This is not Lamar Jackson. This is not the Raven offense. This is Tom freaking Brady. I hate to say it. The Patriots are going to win this game, and they're going to cover. And it's a small number. It's one of the lowest home playoff numbers for the Patriots during this era. Give me New England minus 4 at home against the Chargers. And in game number 4, I have a lot of respect for Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles and Doug Peterson and all that they've accomplished. The miracle will end on Sunday, and usually when these miracles, when they run out, they crash. I think the Saints are going to kill them. Not only do they have this great track record against Jim Schwartz's defense, the Saints had a nice week, plus the week before. They basically had two byes in a row because they didn't play week 17. This has been a well-oiled machine all season long. They can run the football. They've got a quarterback that's won a championship who can beat you in the air with one of the top five receivers in the sport in Michael Thomas. I think the magic runs out for Philadelphia, and I think the Saints are going to blow them out. Give me the Saints in game number 4 minus 8. Game 1, the Colts to cover and win outright, getting 5.5 in Kansas City. The Cowboys to cover and win outright, getting 7 against the Rams. The Patriots laying the 4 at home against the Chargers, and the Saints laying the 8 at home against the Eagles. I think they're going to romp. Those are my picks for divisional weekend. Joe, take it away.
All right, bro. Again, I was 2-2 last week. We went head-to-head, so I had a bad day Saturday where I lost with the Texans laying the 1 as the Colts beat them up 21-7 and came within 2 points of covering the number with the Cowboys. I had the Cowboys laying 3. They win the game, but they didn't cover. So I lost the 2 games on Saturday. I went with the Chargers on Sunday, getting the 3, winning the game outright against the Ravens, and obviously won with the Eagles, getting 6 and winning the game outright against the Bears. So 2-2 in the playoffs to start in the wild card round, and actually 26-29 for the season, including the regular season. So here we go, and we're going to do the same thing. We're going to be, well, this time we're going to agree on 2, and we're going to disagree on 2. I agree with you on the Colts. I like them getting a 5.5 against the Chiefs. I think they're going to win the game outright. You know, you hit all the things, what they did last week against Houston, but a couple other things in this game. Maybe the MVP of the Colts is Quentin Nelson. The offensive line has been unbelievable for Indianapolis in this run now where they've won, 10 out of 11 games. Their offensive line has been unreal, and Quentin Nelson absolutely destroyed Jadeveon Clowney in that game, and I would not pay Jadeveon Clowney a cent as a free agent if he was my team. I want no part of him. Let me just say that. I think he's very overrated. Nelson wiped him out, though, last week. He's been unbelievable. That whole offensive line has been unbelievable. And you're right. I mean, Andrew Luck is already, this is going to be his 7th or 8th playoff game already. We forget about that. He's had success in the playoffs. He got to an AFC championship game, and all the pressure is on the Chiefs. You heard Evan say it. They haven't won a playoff game at home since Joe Montana in 1993. And say, as great as Mahomes has been, he is a rookie. Well, actually, it's his second year, but it's his first ever playoff game. First ever playoff game, it's really his second year. First, obviously, as the full-time starter. All the pressure in the world is on the Chiefs here. All of it. I love the Colts. I think they're going to win a game outright. I'm with Evan. Give me the Colts plus 5.5 in Kansas City against the Chiefs. Game 2, I'm with you again. I like the Cowboys getting 7 against the Rams. That place is going to be like Jerry Jones' world. 80,000 seats. easily 50,000 Cowboy fans in the building. It'll be unbelievable. It'll be like a home game for the Cowboys. And the Rams have not played great football down the stretch. They really haven't. Outside of Aaron Donald, I don't love their defense. The Cowboys have a better defense. And Todd Gurley's banged up. And Ezekiel Elliott is healthy. Yeah, I got a feeling about Dallas here. I really do. I think the Cowboys, and you're getting 7. I'm with Evan. I think they're winning the game outright. I really do. Give me Dallas plus 7 in L.A. against the Rams. So we agree on the game Saturday. Now we're going to go the other way. Look, everything you said about New England, you're 100% right. Undefeated at home. They're the Patriots. Until somebody sticks the fork in them, you got to believe they're going to continue to win. And the other thing that worries me a little bit about this Charger pick is that everybody's picking the Chargers. That's the one thing. Ev, you didn't even bring that up.
Yeah.
Everybody loves the Chargers.
So true.
That scares the hell out of me.
You're right.
With that said, I'm still taking them getting the 4.
I love that.
The one thing about the Chargers, all right, they have been unbelievable. They haven't lost a game outside of L.A. Their 4 losses were 3 home losses and 1 loss to the Rams in L.A. They have won in Seattle. They have won in Kansas City. They have won in Pittsburgh. They have won in Baltimore. Pretty impressive. And they even won in London, if you care about beating the Jaguars in London. And I think they're going to beat the Patriots in Foxborough. Give me the Chargers. Like I said, I'm scared that everybody loves them. But give me the Chargers plus 4 on Sunday in Foxborough. And then I'm taking the – I got to go. I got to continue taking the Eagles. I don't know if they're going to win the game. I don't know. But I have won 4 weeks in a row with the Eagles. Nick Foles has got me on a run. If I only was betting these games out, you know, and not just picking them on the air.
You're doing well.
Man, I have won 4 straight with the Eagles. I think the Saints are going to win the game. I think it's going to be a close game and a lower scoring game than people think. I really do. But I got to take the Eagles getting 8. You know, until I see the Nick Foles magic actually run out, I got to take them. And I think that 48-7 beatdown really means something to Philadelphia. And they are the defending champions, which we continue to forget. So even though I think the Saints are going to win the game, I got to take the Eagles. I've been on a roll with them. How can I stop now? Give me the Eagles plus 8 in New Orleans against the Saints. So the Beningo picks for the divisional round. Give me the Colts plus 5.5 in Kansas City. Give me the Cowboys plus 7 in L.A. against the Rams on Saturday. Give me the Chargers getting 4 in New England. And give me the Eagles getting 8 in New Orleans on Sunday. So I'm taking all the road teams and all the underdogs. The Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, Pro Football Picks, divisional round weekend in the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.